This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For you to tell us what's on your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Man, does that swell our heart with gratitude. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate you. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Kevin Flynn. I said I gave him a shout out right about the time he took a bite of something. What are you eating?
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Yeah. A bit of an English muffin.
English muffin, okay, yeah. And Daniel's on the phones today. When you call into the program, you're going to talk to Daniel. Daniel, how you doing? Everything okay there?
Oh yeah, Everything's okay.
Everything's okay. Mission control, he's ready to go. Beautiful. A quick note of more gratitude for all of the wonderful birthday wishes. Thank you. I was not on the program yesterday morning. I was actually at school with my daughter. She said to me about a week or so ago, week and a half ago maybe, "Hey, Dad, your birthday is John Paul II feast day," which in the Catholic Church is kind of, you know, it's a big celebration. It's his feast day. My birthday's his feast day, so he's a big deal. So she said, "We're doing an all-school mass. The bishop's going to be there, and you should come." Now, they have all-school masses on occasion, like twice a year or something like that at least, and for the feast day and for Catholic Schools Week, but they're usually at 9:30 in the morning. And so I say, "I'd love to be there, but I've got to be on here, so I can't go." Since it was my birthday, since she asked, I said, "Okay, I'm going to make this happen." And Ed Schaefer was kind enough to sub yesterday. So thank you, Ed. Appreciate that very much. And thank you to all of you for the greetings. And the mass was wonderful. Just a beautiful mass. Choir sang and gymnasium at Shanley packed with kids. And it was a very nice deal. Very nice deal.
And how do you say no when the daughter said, "Do you want to come?"
Sure. I said, I said, "I got to find somebody to fill in because you got to have somebody." I'm going to be gone actually tomorrow and Friday as well. And tomorrow, North Dakota Farm Bureau President Dear Lisa is going to be here. And on Friday, Steve Hallstrom, my friend and business partner, is going to be subbing for me from Puckledge. They're doing a really neat little fundraiser for cancer. This will be at the Valley City location of Puckledge. So we'll be there on Friday, and Steve will be there. I'm going to see our daughter, Hannah, who is out east. So daughter number two, oldest daughter, Hannah, who goes to school and is at college. She's a junior out east. So we're going to go see her for a few days and soak it all in. She says to me yesterday, "I've cleared my schedule, Dad. We're totally clearing the schedule. Do whatever you want to do. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What do you want to see? What do you want to do?" And I'm like, "What? You decide." She has a new boyfriend. So I said, "Yeah, well, spend a little time with the boyfriend and say hi. Nice young man from Washington, D.C.
You going to walk around campus in your Trump 2020 hat or?
That might be a little dangerous. I don't know. Actually, I would do it in a heartbeat just to provoke conversations. But I don't want to embarrass her.
Come on, Scott.
She will tell me, "No, there's rules. You can't, you know," and that would be, I think the MAGA hat in the middle of the Yale campus is not a good idea. I'd do it. I'd do it in 10 seconds and proudly do it. But I don't want to, you know, cause her issues, end up in the school newspaper or anything like that.
What's wrong with going viral? Come on.
But get a load of this. Guess who's on campus while we're there? Clarence Thomas.
Really?
Whoa. Justice Clarence Thomas of the United States Supreme Court.
Which means there'll be a demonstration against it, which means you should be at the demonstration with your Trump 2020 hat on.
When I determined how much I was going to love the fact that she was going to yell, as a good, God-loving, you know, Christian girl in the middle of a very liberal place, was when we were out there for, I forget what it was, Bulldog Days or something, and there was a hunger strike going on. And the hunger strike literally was over the most inane issue you could ever imagine. I forget what it was, but it was just like we need more professors than this and not that. It was not any kind of like a life or death issue, but it was a hunger strike because they wanted this done differently, okay? And, or tenure or something, I forget what, but right next to the demonstration where the hunger strike was going, and all the cameras were at, and, you know, the kids were not eating English muffins, they were eating nothing. They were torturing themselves by not eating.
Yeah.
Right next to that was the Yale College Republicans hosting a barbecue. Free weenies!
There you go.
Have some beef. Have some beef. So I
beef
said, I'm
is
in.
What's for dinner. There you go.
Oh, I love it. I love this school. I love this school. This is fantastic. So anyway, you got me today to toss around, and then I'll be gone for a couple of days. I want to share with you a couple of texts I got just today. Just today I received these. One early this morning and one a little later on. And I've been talking about this for some time. I'm worried about this. And one of the reasons I'm a little worried about it is because there's just no easy answers. There's no way to go, you're right, that's terrible, let's fix that. I don't think. Telephone numbers to talk about this or anything, 800-228-0550. Local number 701-258-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Or email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. Okay. Texter says, Scott, sorry about the early morning text, but I've often heard you ask us in agriculture how life is on the farm over the last few weeks. Well, not good. I've been farming for over 40 years on my own. Survived the 80s farm crisis, raised a family, built a ranch of a little above average size, and have been successful with hard work, frugal spending, and being too stubborn to quit. Mother Nature has handed us a difficult year this year. Record-breaking cold last winter and spring. Remember when I was out calving? At St. Anthony, Todd?
Yeah.
It was cold.
Oh,
in the barn. In the barn, it was cold. Oh, it was cold. Above average rainfall and humidity all summer. Wet harvest conditions and, of course, October snow and blizzards. You forget. Just in the last year. Back to the text. Commodities have taken a big drop for at least 3 years, and cattle prices are in a slump. I fully support President Trump's trade policies, and the dollars we received to offset trade tariffs have definitely helped. There is a real disaster brewing in ag right now. With 90% of our spring wheat sprouted, not good. Or underwater, not good. I'm adding the commentary in case you haven't heard. Corn harvest looking difficult. We received another surprise last week when the FSA ARC payments most farmers have depended on were less than 15% of what was received in 2017 and 2018 in our county. Conditions haven't changed in 3 years, and we're at a loss as to why. With the prospect for another hard winter, I'm hearing about many producers hanging it up. I'm holding on, trying to help pass the operation of the next generation, but that has been a difficult challenge in these last few years of the down cycle in agriculture. Sorry for the early morning text, but I've been up since 4 a.m. with concerns, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. No, you're not the only one. Thank you for sharing that. What is the answer? What is the answer? There's probably many. I don't know the level of stress this texter has, but it sounds like a lot. It's impossible to judge that in comparison to other things. Maybe there's been a health battle in the family. Maybe there's been, you know, someone in an accident or something happened, right? I don't know where it is on that level. But I would say if your stress level is to the point where you're having trouble functioning properly, you're thinking crazy thoughts, then the answer is, this is too much. This is too much. And, you know, you can't take it with you. And I realize you have pressure to want to pass things on to the next generation, but I think bringing the younger generations into the decision to say, do you really want to live a life like this? In some cases, that's okay. In others, I don't know enough about this operation to say maybe, you know, a conversation with a banker, conversation with an experienced ear, and you say, you're not that far apart, you're close, you just need this to happen, and, you know, maybe rein this in here or sell that piece of land or whatever. You know, I'm no expert. I'm talking out of my hind end here, folks. That's a visual for you. But I'm saying, you know, I'm just using life lessons to say whatever. And, you know, the sad truth is most times there's somebody there to buy the land, and you know, the land continues to be productive and done, but somebody else does it and somebody loses their livelihood. That's not fun. That's not a welcome solution for anyone. That's just some thoughts in my head. I really wish there was some answers to say this is a challenging time, partly brought on by the trade negotiations and a whole lot of bad weather. These folks feed the world. Find a solution. Find a solution. So this isn't the reason they have to say enough. But I'd welcome yours. Brandon Bismarck has one. We'll talk to him next when we come back, and yours welcome too.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at mineraltracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Let's go to Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norsefest Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Shaheen. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norsefest Norway tour. May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You know, Todd has some purple towels coming his way.
He does?
Yeah, purple towels.
Well, I would welcome anything purple, really.
Wait a minute. Not just purple, royal purple.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
We're talking Queen Mum stuff here.
Okay.
You know, we don't mess around here.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody's supposed to know, so keep this quiet, but MyPillow's coming out with my towels. And they wanted Todd and I to sample them before they decide final. And
really?
Yeah, I decided the color for him. I said, yeah, a pillow looks good on him.
I'm good with purple. That's
kind of a pillow game.
Yeah, I'm good with purple.
And in the meantime, folks, you can get up to 50% off on anything. My pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. The body pillow, regularly $89.99. With the promo code Scott, it's only $29.99. We had the mattress. They have beds, you know. They have actual beds delivered because our bed was just going bad. Both Marie and I were having back issues, and we said it's time to switcheroo, and it's like instant therapy, incredible. I mean, everything they sell is really, really good. And right now, the 50% off, so many things. You go to the Radio Listener Specials link, then use the promo code Scott, and then the body pillow goes $89.99 to $29.99. Lots of other similar savings, so check it out. 60-day money-back guarantee still there. 10-year warranty still there. It will not go flat. This thing is incredible. 800-506-9028 for these great specials. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Brent in Bismarck has a solution here on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Brent, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Well, you know, our farmers are facing huge difficulties, and I heard on your show, I don't know, yesterday or a few days ago, that North Dakota is facing a harvest problem in the billions of dollars, which just boggles the mind. But I have a clear out of the box, radical solution. I think that we should harvest the crops the old-fashioned way, by hand, with people out there, and the offer would be work 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 4 weeks, get paid $100,000, paid weekly at $25,000 intervals, and advertise it across North Dakota and the United States, giving preference to North Dakotans, and get 100,000, a half million people up here in the state walking the fields and harvesting our crops. You know, it would cost a lot of money to do something like that, but it would probably save a whole lot more than letting the crops rot in the field.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'd welcome growers to tell us, but my understanding is it's more wet conditions than it is manpower. But I guess your idea would get more manpower here for when the conditions are correct, that they could at least get more done. You know, is it a manpower issue? I don't know the answer to that. I like your idea. Who pays for the labor? Are you suggesting, Brent?
Well, you know, work with the Farm Bureau who would dole out all these millions of dollars and divert it to the people, but. Actual humans can get in the muddy field better than the heavy equipment.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Interesting. I love the creativity and the thought behind it, and we all want to help. So good job, Brent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.
What's the answer? You know, the earlier texter said that, you know, FSA ARC payments were down, 15% in this county. They couldn't understand why that is. I don't know. Can they change that number? And does that make a difference?
Well, the answer is my relatives out by Valley City, Eccleston, they're talking about if this is going to be the way it is, they're going to have to wait till the freeze and get in, you know, after the ground freezes. Because it's just so muddy and mucky. I mean, you can't do anything. You can't run anything in it. You know, in the fields now, and it just doesn't seem to be letting up.
Texter says, Scott, my stress level is at an all-time high. I'm not on the verge of suicide or doing anything stupid like that, but I normally keep my cool and don't have a temper. In the last couple of weeks, I've reacted wrongly and said some things to people I shouldn't have, normally never would, but stress and emotions have caused me to lose my better judgment. I've asked for forgiveness, but I still feel horrible about it. Between prices, weather, and everyday life, I can't remember a time in my life I've ever felt like this. Stress is higher than ever before for farmers.
Sorry, man.
And
thinking about you.
Yeah, no question about it. I I have found in my life when stressful times come and you got, you know, financial pressures or business deals or, you know, whatever are on the horizon, that I can let myself spiral into, you know, sort of being a spaz.
Self-loathing.
Well, not so much self-loathing, although you get a little pity party, yeah. But just that you're just kind of a, you know, you're all over the map, yeah. And you're not, just like what he's talking about.
Can't focus.
You're popping off at people and you're being the, yeah. And when I recognize it in myself, as this person has, what I try very hard to do at that point is to say, what will be, will be. I can't force this decision. You know, I could pray about it. I can get a sense of peace about it. But I'm going to remove myself from being physically, you know, sort of affected by this to find a place that's peaceful that says what's going to happen is going to happen. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm not going to, you know, lay in bed in the fetal position and hope it figures itself out. I'm going to be a productive member of society, but I'm just going to, you know, let this happen.
It kind of goes to God grant me the serenity to, you know.
Yeah, and you do at that point find a pretty good spot, and it works out like it should. Say, I'm going to turn it over. I'm going to hand this one over. Mike, out west, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Mark Scott.
Hello there.
Say, I guess I've always had this in the back of my mind, you know, as far as current farming situation. My wife and I, we decided to, you know, leave the family farm go and sold it. And the price of land is, like, unbelievable what we got for it. But we just decided, you know, the stress wasn't worth it, you know. And when you look out here in the oil patch, as, you know, who can take on the risk is big companies. I think the only solution, and I hate to say it, but it's corporate farming. And, you know, if they want to keep a portion of the family farm, they can do that, continue to work for the corporate farmers, you know, but that's the only way to do it. When you look at the price of equipment and land, and who can take the risk? I was out in Pasco a few years ago, and I believe that their corporate farming is legal because you see all kinds of, you know, big name farms on grain bins or whatever it is. And huge Hutterite colonies up there have like fleets of trucks and equipment that only, you know, that's the only way you can do it anymore. I mean, these guys can't continue.
I want to explore this more with you, Mike, so don't go away. Just hold tight. We got a break coming up, but interesting conversation. Tim behind him and some guests coming up on different topics, including Doug Goring, by the way, at the top of the hour on this. Todd is going to tell us a little bit about his friends at Chalons. A lot going on there.
Veterans Appreciation Meal is just around the corner. The ticket information will be coming out extremely soon, but November 7th. Active or all of the military folks that we appreciated last year will appreciate this year, too. Stay tuned for more info. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
And we'll be there live broadcasting for the big event.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Outgoing Energy Secretary Rick Perry speaking to White House reporters this morning and saying that the impeachment inquiry in Congress is not nearly as important to most Americans as economic growth and jobs are.
What's important to American people? Is it this charade that's getting played here in Washington, D.C.? There may be great political theater.
Also slamming the ongoing impeachment inquiry in a Fox News interview last night was Vice President Mike Pence.
It's been 3 years. of endless investigations and a partisan attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election.
But the inquiry only continues. The top Defense Department official for Ukraine policy, Laura Cooper, scheduled to testify behind closed doors today, though it's not clear yet if she's going to show up. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I heard the radio on. I was driving. The trees went by. Me and Del were singing. A little runaway. I was flying.
Oh, Tom Petty action for you today there on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at Mineral Tracker. You've gotten a call, an email, a text, somebody saying, hey, we know you have mineral rights and we'd like to buy them. Say, stop the bus right now and get on the phone to the folks at Mineral Tracker, because if you're being bombarded by offers to buy minerals, you want to talk to the guys at Mineral Tracker, because they've been supporting mineral owners for a long, long time, making sure you get the best price for your minerals. Team of experts at Mineral Tracker that know the market, know the industry, and have consistently been able to get the mineral owner a higher price than the original offers. MineralTracker.com, great app, starts at zero for a price. They have a free option, but they have a really good $99.95 a month option that will save you money and help you plan for the future. 833-842-2924 or MineralTracker.com. All right, 27 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Mike out west was talking about, what he sees as the future. When you say corporate farming, see, I think corporate farming has a bad name. I think corporate farming to most of us means, ConAgra or ADM comes in and they own these big swaths of land. So we have a law in North Dakota that says that's not permissible. You can't have family farming, which really is corporate farming, right? A family they just don't call themselves a corporation. And, they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Is basically what you're saying, Mike, is that it's inevitable we're just going to be bigger, and that if you're in tough times that you talk to a neighbor that might be a little bit bigger than you and figure out a way to partner up? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I guess you got to get the government out of it, take the chains off, and let these guys do what they're good at. Family farming is the thing of the past. That's why we walked away from it, because it's a way of life. For us, it was a way of life, and today it's really not a way of life anymore, and somebody probably could argue with that, but the way of life for me was our family farm. We had a big, we had a big family. We all did it together. That was a family farm, and the way of life was the intriguing part of it. There's still a few of those around, but, I mean, look at the equipment. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you can't afford to even truck it around. You can't hardly even drive it. You got to haul it all over the place. And as things get bigger and more expensive, what are you going to do? I don't know. I guess my point would be, they always said corporate farming is going to be the death of the family farm. We all know it's coming. I mean, if you look at, the future of it, it's going to come and you can fight it. But if we want to keep producing the way we are and, farming tens of thousands of acres, you can't have two or three people doing it anymore. You might as well just open it up and let these guys do what they do, let them do it well, but just take the chains off and don't regulate it so bad that they can't do it. And I don't know what the answer would be to that, but government's not the answer. Look at, and keep the liberals away from it too, because they'll destroy it.
Yeah, we'll be eating, Burger King fake beef. So, Mike, it sounds like you're just saying the corporate farming law should go. It ought to go.
Yes.
This is something, of course, the Farmers Union does a masterful job of demagoguing and preventing from happening. I think there's a middle ground there. There already are big in dollars and investment and risk and everything else, farming operations in North Dakota that fall under a family umbrella rather than under a corporate umbrella. So, some of that might be the answer. I appreciate your spending some time giving us a solution, though. Tim's on the road. Tim, what's your question or comment?
Well, I'm listening to what the gentleman just said there, and my thing was, you're talking about these problems out here with the farming and ranching. Yeah, it's very difficult this fall. We're struggling with it too. I keep hearing on the cattleman side of it, we keep getting hit with more expense and unnecessary expense. The latest thing is this new radio identification ear tagging system that the USDA put in place with no votes by the public at all for it or against it, and it's going to make a huge added expense to for us, and we continue to see barely break even cattle prices while the meat packers are enjoying record profits. And I'm not saying meat packers shouldn't.
Are you there, Tim? We can't hear you if you are.
I think we lost him.
Did we? I take his point, though. I mean, something's out of balance there, and that's a whole other show, as we say. But we're due for a show on that discussion because we have it come up from time to time on the program, but, I mean, get a couple experts in here and talk about it. Still to come on the program, Ag Commissioner Doug Goring will talk more about this issue and also more about options for producers as these wet conditions continue. We'll ask the Ag Commissioner. He'll be here. Any questions or comments you have for him, let us know. Dusty Johnson will join us. I've heard South Dakota's worse, if that's possible. We're going to talk about USMCA as one fix, pass a trade bill that's been agreed to. So we're going to do that, too, coming up. More of your questions and comments, getting a bunch of texts I haven't had a chance to get to. We'll get to those in a moment here. At 800-228-0550. I asked Samantha Brewers to join us today. She is the Area Director for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And as you know, whether it be the stress in farm country, ag country, whether it be very scary spikes in the numbers of the younger suicides that are happening, this is something we need to talk about. And they have something that caught my attention planned, a soul shop. A soul shop. Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
So what is a soul shop?
We are so excited for Soul Shop. This is a program that equips congregations leaders with the tools and resources they need to help people with desperation. So this is a training that people have been asking us for in North Dakota, and we are delivering it. Faith leaders from all over are coming together, and we're learning about suicide prevention for 8 straight hours, but it's a little bit different than all of our other programs because this is a very specific program for faith leaders that talks about suicide prevention and scripture together, and we're very excited. This is actually one of the largest soul shops that the facilitator has done, and she does it across the country, so we're pretty proud of our people coming together tomorrow.
Well, good for you. I mean, I'm glad you're doing this. I know that sometimes in the different recovery programs out there for drugs and alcohol, you see statistics when there's a faith element to the recovery, how much more successful they are than when they say, well, we can't talk about that. You know, you have the clinical recovery here, and then if you want to talk to a pastor, you can talk to a pastor. That's just sort of, foreign to anything. When someone's struggling, this is, why not put these together? So I love this. What is the term, suicide desperation? What does that mean?
So we want to make sure that people who are struggling, if they are struggling about mental health, or if they have had a mental health crisis, that we give them the tools that they need to be successful and to give them the help that they need. And we're going to learn a lot tomorrow, and that's, again, equipping them with the resources they need to help more people.
So the training is tomorrow.
That's correct.
Tell us where and when and how it's happening.
We actually have, we didn't think this would happen, but we actually have a full class. We have over 120 people. Starting with tomorrow morning, it starts at 8 a.m. and we'll go until 5, and we'll learn about suicide prevention through Soul Shop all day. It's actually at the, I'm going to say it wrong, the Yamcom Center.
Yamcom?
Yes,
yeah.
in Moorhead.
That one's always fun to say. Yeah, and how do people participate? How do they partake in the training?
So we actually have a phenomenal volunteer who is very involved in the faith community. Her name is Barb Hansen, and she's been our liaison to the faith community. And she honestly has just knocked on doors, made appointments with different faith groups, different churches within the area, and really encouraged them to be leaders and to get people in their congregation to come to this class. And I think that's one of the many reasons that we are successful with a full class is Barb helped us get to the churches and to encourage their teams to come forward.
That's great. But if others want to participate from the faith community, they still can?
Most definitely. We are actually bringing this training back to the Fargo-Moorhead area this spring, and we'll also be bringing it to Bismarck because we've never seen a class fill up like this before. So we will be bringing it back even to more locations across the state.
All right. And if folks would like to participate, would like to be part of the training, what do they need to do?
Well, it's actually full, but you can go to afsp.org/North Dakota, and you can learn about all of our trainings that we can offer in North Dakota.
And at least get connected so they know about the Bismarck and next Fargo event.
That is correct.
Yeah,
yes.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, you just hear the term, you know, suicide desperation, and you know, your heart breaks, you know, to know that, just another level out there of just desperation of the struggle they have there. So to have the training available and train the trainers, if you will, is a great concept. Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, we're just very excited, as many people who are struggling with their mental health or they've lost a loved one, they go to their faith leader as a way for support. And we're just really excited that we have a way to help the faith leader get the tools that they need. So we're just very excited about that, as well as there's a number of programs that the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention can offer. So if you want to go to afsp.org/North Dakota, you can request more programming. But I'm just really excited that people are talking about mental health. It's so important that we talk about our mental health and take our mental health seriously. I also wanted to note, just as a reminder, if you're struggling with your mental health, please know that there's someone always available. You can call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or text TALK to 741. And someone is always available to get you connected.
Wow, love that. Talk to 741.
That's correct.
You type talk, and you the number is just 741. And the 800 number again?
1-800-273-8255.
You know, all of the statistics will just take your breath away. They're not going in the right direction. But the good news is there's a lot of help, and suicide is preventable. It is. And all the details to get you started down that learning process, afsp.org for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Thanks so much. Appreciate you joining us.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hello, I'm Jim from IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
You've heard about concrete's strength. But what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We are so into you, our fine listeners, on What's on Your Mind. And glad you're there. Boatload of text streaming in I need to get to. I want to do that ASAP here on the What's on Your Mind program after I tell you a little bit about going to be at the Morton County Courthouse later today. And there is going to be a check presentation. Some good news. Yeah. And this is... for first responders. Kind of cool. So Emmons, Morton, and Mercer County first responders will be at Morton County Courthouse this afternoon at 2:30. Man, damn. And a large gift. Giving to them, isn't that nice? I love those first responders.
Oh.
In a lot of communities, volunteers. Volunteers. Phenomenal. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. The Be the Buffalo spirit is alive and well at Oasis Petroleum. Oh, man, alive. I'm looking forward to being at one of their town hall meetings soon to talk a little bit about the Be the Buffalo spirit. We have Oasis employees looking for that Be the Buffalo spirit in community members, first responders and teachers and city council folks, folks that just give back to the community again and again and have that Be the Buffalo spirit. And if you see it, let us know. Just give us a jingle, 855-200-1776 on the Be the Buffalo hotline from Oasis Petroleum. All right, 10 before the hour, let me give you a few readouts on comments from our fine listeners. Scott, last night we had a meeting of the minds in my garage. Well, there you go. Do you have a better place for a meeting of the minds than a garage?
We had ours at the Frazee football game, but you, garage is good.
You had a meeting of the minds, too?
We
okay,
did, yeah.
All right. We'll see if your question differs from the listener here. It says, we have a question for the left. And we've heard on fake news how much Trump lies. Well, when you ask anyone of the left how the Democrats are going to get this left agenda through, everyone I've asked says the same thing. It will never happen. But when the general election starts, they'll move more to the center. Well, is that not a whole bunch of lies being told? But Trump lies. Looks like they are talking about themselves again. You get what she's saying? This is from Gail. Thank you, Gail. She's saying, the Democrats are saying, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this to get the nomination because it's the battle of the left-wing
spenders.
Yeah, exactly. And they get to the central, the general election, rather, and then some of that starts going away. Okay? So, well, yeah, but I, you know, had to do that. She's saying, you know, only Trump lies. Whatever meeting of the minds you have, I would love to know more about it. Corporate farming, says another texter. Corporate farming, all the other mom-and-pop businesses are long gone in rural America. It's sad, but true. That being the answer for the current crisis. Agree or disagree? Let me know. Scott, I might send a card with $19 today. I'm a day late and a dollar short. I am broke. Will you take pesos?
Ha!
$14.75 Canadian? I remember hearing in the 80s when I was young, the USA farmer would be switching to Soviet-style farming in the next millennium. Soviets disappeared into a freer market. Look at America now. All right, we're talking about the stress in farm country right now. Here's another texter. There's plenty of jobs in the oil fields. These farmers that are struggling financially could work there for the winter to stay afloat till spring. Truck driving jobs, hauling water, $12,000 a month. Some companies have housing. Just a thought. All right. Appreciate the spirit in which you're sending that. Want to help? Ask Ralph in Jamestown how he got out of the draft 50 years ago. Rumor has it Ralph's ancestors and compromising photographs of the draft board members. I have no idea what that relates to. Did we touch on something along those lines?
I
don't know. Texture says, breaks my heart what farmers are going through. I can't imagine the stress. Is there not disaster relief? This is a disaster for farmers. Well, a lot of it is a weather disaster as well. Maybe some of the money the Democrats are using to impeach Trump could be redirected to our farmers. Now, there's a novel concept. When a college football player is injured, like that NDSU player this past Saturday, whose insurance pays for the medical care and procedures the player needs? If the parent's insurance pays for that player's injury, do the parents have to pay a high risk rate for insurance? If the player has a career-ending injury, does the university kick the player to the curb? I don't know. Did I miss a call with Ralph in Jamestown or something? Yesterday, maybe? You guys help me out here?
We might. I don't think so. Not that I remember.
But don't remember because they're mentioning Ralph in this one, too. Dana and Judd has a question or comment on corporate farming. Go ahead, Dana.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, the corporate farming thing. this sounds like a repeat of the early 80s when they beat the farmers down and then they talk them into quitting. And they tell them, you know, the stress is all related to money. But when you look at corporate farming, if you look back at the bonanza farms they used to have in Red River Valley, that didn't work out. And so you're basically going back to that. And the problem is this. When you go corporate, you're taking the people that used to farm this, they cared about the land, you know, and you go and go and go until it's done. And they make them little notches on the cog, and you'll get paid this much, and you'll show up with this time. You'll wear this.
Yeah, I mean, you're working for somebody now, right, Dana? Yeah, I mean, it's a change. Again, I think there's a difference between corporate farming like mega international corporations versus a corporate that allows folks to be bigger and be part of something bigger than they currently are. So, my take.
Puckler Chevy Buick GMC is proud to join the fight against cancer. Each October, they hold the Why Pink event, and this year's goal is $5,000 for the Sanford Roger Maris Cancer Center. They're donating $100 for every vehicle sold, and will host the second annual Spook Out Cancer event Friday, October 25th at the dealership in Valley City from 4 to 6:30 p.m. There will be games, food, and your chance to win a remote starter. Help us reach the goal of $5,000 because nobody fights cancer alone.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October land auctions include excellent cropland auctions in Griggs, Ramsey, Bodno, Williams, Mercer, Oliver, Stark, Hettinger, Golden Valley, and Montreal counties in North Dakota, and excellent pasture and hunting land auctions in Adams, Dunn, Hettinger, and Bowman counties in North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.